This year, experience the NHL playoffs your way. Want to watch a single? Do or die Game 7, a full week of heavy-hitting back-and-forth series. Then check out Sling's 1, 3, and 7-day passes. Watch the Chase for the Cup on ESPN and TNT, starting as low as $4.99. No long-term contracts or overpaying. Just live hockey at home or when you want it. Sling lets you do that. Visit sling.com to learn more.
I work for a national retailer. We have recently gone through a restructuring, with one of the more significant changes being a downsizing of store security across the smaller stores. My store is smaller, but it's in a large city and in a downtown area. We are currently running on little security, and at the time of this story, we had no security, which led to all sorts of issues. So as part of us dealing without security, the managers had to man the entrances and do our best to de-escalate incidents. I was merchandising some handbags when a very strange woman entered the store. She initially set off our sensor towers, and she quickly ran out, but returned about 10 minutes later after realizing that we had noticed but didn't respond to the alarm.
This year, experience the NHL playoffs your way. Want to watch a single? Do or die Game 7, a full week of heavy-hitting back-and-forth series. Then check out Sling's 1, 3, and 7-day passes. Watch the Chase for the Cup on ESPN and TNT, starting as low as $4.99. No long-term contracts or overpaying. Just live hockey at home or when you want it. Sling lets you do that. Visit sling.com to learn more.
Want instant MVP status? Join the new Dick's Scorecard Plus program. For $99, Scorecard Plus members enjoy 1 year packed with perks, like $80 in annual bonus rewards, free shipping with no minimum purchase, triple points on 2 purchases, and more. That's over $160 in benefits. Join Dick's Scorecard Plus today and score more than ever. Tap the banner to learn more. Exclusions and terms apply. Visit dicks.com/scorecardplus for details.
The woman was very red, sweaty, and seemed to be under the influence of something. This was evidenced by her erratic behavior and her habit of talking to herself. Her behavior was the standard of any downtown store, and it was evidenced by her rummaging through bracelets and other accessories with her hands shaking. She seemed like a sort of run-of-the-mill tweaker, something pretty much all retail employees have dealt with at some time or another. Usually, when we have shoplifters like this, the standard in our company is to provide over-the-top service and act very accommodating. We do this in the hopes of deterring a shoplifter by making them feel visible but without being a distraction to other customers. This woman slowly began to tweak her way towards the exit with a ton of merchandise that was poorly concealed. It was almost like she physically could not hide her shoplifting because she was so under the influence that it was making it difficult to control her arms and legs. Another manager and I hatched a plan to service her over to the counter to obtain some of the merchandise she was looking at, and to sort of call her bluff and make her either pay or put the items on hold. After a small altercation with her and the other manager, she began to cuss and started sorting her merchandise into small piles in full view of other customers. She was frantically moving personal items in and out of a pair of black leather bags that she had not yet paid for. And after doing this for a few minutes, my fellow manager decided to help her begin moving the items to the counter. I immediately began scanning these items to be fair and treat the situation like she were any other customer. I was commenting on how fashionable the items she chose were, asking her where she planned to wear the items, and stuff like that. She became more frantic as the items were wrong, and as we finished, began looking for her payment. I've seen customers fake forgetting their credit card many times, but when I tell you she was honestly frantic, I mean it. She began to get even redder and banged her hands on the counter, contesting that she had either lost her wallet or that we had it somewhere. In order to de-escalate the situation, I emptied out the plastic bags, purses, even checking some empty shoeboxes she had taken shoes from, but I wasn't producing anything. My fellow manager began to search for the wallet as well. This not being enough, she suddenly started to run around the store while being trailed by my fellow manager, leading to an outburst as she returned to the counter. She lunged across the counter, hand in the air, nearly scratching me as she yelled about a wallet and all her other stuff. At this time, I had stepped back, and my coworker and I could see on each other's faces that calling the police was the only option. I began to do so as she had a tantrum and ran out of the store with a few pieces of merchandise and supposedly without her wallet. We didn't see her again and wrote the necessary reports to forward them to our store owner. Now that the drama had subsided, I started to place items out on the floor that she didn't successfully steal. My fellow manager and I were chatting at the counter, and as I lifted one of the handbags she was toying with, out fell a box cutter. Not a simple industrial box cutter, but one with a blade that has been halfway pulled out and sharpened further to create a shiv. It was a scary realization moment for sure, and it hit me that I had been interacting with her at the counter and closest to her in potential danger. I was about 24 years old, working both the bakery and the deli at a new neighborhood Walmart because everyone else had called out. It was about a week into opening, about 6 years ago, when this happened. Barely anyone ever showed up for work, so our store was relatively empty of staff.
Want instant MVP status? Join the new Dick's Scorecard Plus program. For $99, Scorecard Plus members enjoy 1 year packed with perks. Like $80 in annual bonus rewards, free shipping with no minimum purchase, triple points on 2 purchases, and more. That's over $160 in benefits. Join Dick's Scorecard Plus today and score more than ever. Tap the banner to learn more. Exclusions and terms apply. Visit dicks.com/scorecardplus for details.
We have the tech to get food delivered in 15 minutes, but we all have horror stories about buying tickets. The Game Time app gives fans the advantage. Get amazing tickets in just a few taps. Fees are included, so what you see is what you pay. And the Game Time guarantee means authentic tickets at the best price every time. Take the guesswork out of buying tickets to concerts, sports, comedy, and more with Game Time. Download the Game Time app and create an account for $20 off your first purchase. Terms apply.
This time was worse because it was the week of Thanksgiving, so everything was hectic and there was no one else to help me. I was working both sections on my own. I had sliced cheese for this guy in a red sweater early that morning. He barely talked, just pointed to the chub of cheese and said, 2 pounds. So I sliced it up, asked if he needed anything else, and thanked him for his service. I then returned to the bakery to bake French bread. In this store, the deli is at the back of the store. You go through the walk-in fridge, and it opens into the bakery. The other door the bakery leads to is right into the back room. I had the bread baking and came back into the deli about 20 minutes later when I saw the guy from just before standing by the shelves. I tried not to think anything of it and started cooking some chickens. He pulled up his hood and just continued standing by the shelves near the deli case. I asked if he needed anything else and he didn't respond. He just stood there staring at me quietly. I got a bit wary and decided to go to the back corner for my walkie-talkie. My friend is security of this store, so I called him up and told him what was up. This was Walmart, so I was assuming that maybe he was thinking of shoplifting or something, since theft is very bad in Walmart. Security told me to act casual and go into the bakery, and he would check out the guy, pretending I was busy and ask him if he needed help. I was bagging up the French bread when my friend came in, saying that he had to chat with the guy and he was just taking his time shopping. I mentioned that he had no cart or groceries outside of the cheese, and it was kind of freaking me out since I was literally the only staff in the back of the store. He told me that he would do rounds every hour until we closed, and I thanked him for his help. I put out the bread and found the guy leaning against the deli case, almost hanging out behind it. I asked him if he needed anything, and he just shook his head no. I told him he can't be behind the counter, so he scooted back just until he was out of the area, and I kind of smiled a little, thanking him before starting to pack up the chickens. At this point, I didn't want to be there, but I couldn't just not work. Every hour or so, security did the rounds, and the guy moved back to the shelves whenever they would show up before returning right back to the deli case. He had been in the store for so long, and if we hadn't been so understaffed and busy, he probably would have been dealt with already, but he was allowed to just hang around. I grabbed my walkie as I began to close the bakery and told the manager up front that I was starting to get scared by the customer and I didn't feel safe. She promised to check things out, and I stayed in the bakery. About half an hour passed, and the manager came back to tell me that they had the guy leave. I thanked her and finished cleaning the bakery. Everything seemed fine as I started cleaning the deli, but then I heard the bell ring and I came out to find him there. He asked me if he could just have a half pound of the cheese he asked for before. I did as he said, handed him the cheese, and he walked over to the chickens. I was pretty much watching him constantly as I was closing. Security came around and I told my friend that the manager had him leave, yet he was back again, and I didn't think I could do my job. Knowing I had an hour left of my shift, my friend entertained the guy, distracting him by talking about food so I could hurry up with my cleaning. As I finished, my friend and I shared a look, and he headed back up front to the store manager to talk to her about kicking him out of the store again. The guy just stayed by the chickens, so I assumed all was fine. I went into the kitchen and started shutting everything down. My hands turned off the lights, and I looked up, and there was the guy just standing in front of the door. I panicked, yelling at him that we were closed. He pushed open the door and started rushing at me. I freaked out, yanking open the walk-in door, running through it the best I could without running into anything, and ran through the bakery to escape into the back room. At this point, I was shaking, and I heard what sounded like the guy following me through the fridge, the plastic guards rattling. I ran out of the back room, through the store, and straight up to security and the manager. I told them what was going on and that I was leaving. They tried to calm me down while the manager called the police. As I was standing there, the guy in the sweater was making his way through the store. He was pointing at me and shouting, "Hey, hey, get back here!" The manager was trying to keep me calm, and my friend told him to leave me alone and to leave the store. He had his hands up to keep pushing the guy away, but he just kept walking closer to us, pushing against my friend. Luckily, we were in an outdoor mall, so mall security arrived because the police called them to help out until they got there. I called out for the rest of the week because I was just too scared to return. My store manager called me in the middle of the week to apologize for what happened and asked me to come back, promising that I'd no longer be left alone like that. I agreed to return and asked him what happened with the guy. They literally had no idea what he wanted with me. They kept questioning him and he just wouldn't talk. I guess they arrested him for harassment and trespassing charges, and that's all they knew. Soon after, I put a transfer to the super center because I was done with potentially risking my life for a minimum wage job.
Want instant MVP status? Join the new Dick's Scorecard Plus program. For $99, Scorecard Plus members enjoy 1 year packed with perks. Like $80 in annual bonus rewards, free shipping with no minimum purchase, triple points on 2 purchases, and more. That's over $160 in benefits. Join Dick's Scorecard Plus today and score more than ever. Tap the banner to learn more. Exclusions and terms apply. Visit dicks.com/scorecardplus for details.
Around a year ago, this girl at my work expressed she had feelings for me. I was planning on moving away for the school term, and I said now wasn't the best time for me, as I was moving soon. She understood, took it well, and honestly, things really weren't that awkward at work. Fast forward a little bit now. I started noticing that she would always be at work when I was, and later heard from 2 coworkers that she was purposely picking up shifts, coming into work early, or even coming to buy something specifically to see me. I didn't think much of it, as that's not solid enough reasons to report someone, and I didn't think it was weird yet. However, the time I started getting weirded out by her was when she would finish her shift and sit in the parking lot for an hour, but would leave when I did. Or she would move her car next to mine while on her break. She would get an iced coffee when I was working, and then would sit in the parking lot drinking it for around 30 minutes to an hour. I also started to notice a serious repeat of when I was working, she would either pick up a shift while I was there or come by. Regardless, I was starting to get the suspicion that she knew my schedule, because sometimes I'd work at a different McDonald's in town, and she would coincidentally come by during my shift. When I started putting things together, I started keeping my distance from her at work, which resulted in her texting me, asking if she had done something wrong. Because I didn't respond within the first 2 hours of her text, she started sending more messages, saying that she was going to block me because I hadn't responded yet. I told her that I had a suspicion that all those coincidences from earlier at work were her plan to see me. She denied it, of course, but I had no reason not to believe her. I told her that as long as we were just friends, I was fine with that, but I made it clear that I didn't want anything more, ever. More time had passed by, and I had now gone to school for the year, and I was back at McDonald's for the summer, but this time only on weekends and Fridays. But even on my first day back, she started doing the same stuff as before. I tried being cold to her at work, hoping that she'd lose interest, but she kept doing everything she did. All this has been going on for a year, and I never thought to report it to management because she hasn't done anything too extreme. Until recently. I had a coworker tell me that she asked a manager for my address and they gave it to her. Why that would happen, I don't know. Although the address I have on file is outdated, we only moved a bit further down the street, and she knows which car is mine, so she would be able to find it still. I didn't know how to feel about that when I heard it. While I was on a walk, I noticed her car coming off my street. Then, a week later, after I was leaving my shift, I want to say she got done a bit before me or at around the same time. As I was driving home from work, about to turn onto my street, I noticed her car was behind me. I confronted her about it one day after work, not before telling a manager about her driving to my house and everything else that happened. She denied it again and said that she was trying to find a different job because of my attitude towards her. I made two jokes at her expense, hoping she'd lose interest and avoid talking. But if that's what she's referring to, I think she's trying to find a way to turn this around on me. A few years back, I was working at a mall. I worked in a department store that was sort of in the middle of the mall, and it was usually fairly busy. I had the job for several years. And among all the workers, we had a conspiracy joke about the faded man. He was a person reported by multiple workers and even mall shoppers as a mysterious figure with his face covered. He would allegedly be seen late after hours or in creepy spots during the day. Nobody had any proof, which was kind of odd. One of my friends, Kevin, who worked as a security guard, claimed that he had seen him on camera footage once or twice, but none of us were allowed to view the footage without clearance. Even Kevin said trying to zoom in on the man's face was difficult because the quality of the video just wasn't that great, so we couldn't really identify him. A lot of us didn't buy it, and I was very skeptical, having never seen him myself, though I always sort of wanted to. But one night, that all changed. It was a little bit before closing, and I had taken the last shift at the store. Most of the other workers had already left. Only my manager Tony and I were around doing some late shift work. All of a sudden, I felt like I was being watched. I needed to look around to see who was there, so I stopped and glanced up, but I saw nobody. I thought to myself that it was all in my head. As I turned back to my work, though, I saw a tall figure standing near the storage door, half hidden in the shadows, just watching me. His face was mostly covered, and he was tall, about 6'6". I couldn't believe it. He was just standing there watching me, or at least that's what it looked like. I couldn't hear my thoughts over my heart pounding. He was real. I stuttered and called out in fear as Tony came running over in a panic, asking what was wrong. I just pointed. Tony had never seen him either, but he didn't hesitate to shout, "The mall's closed, you need to leave." The tall man standing in the shadows didn't respond. He didn't even move. Then he took a step towards us, and in that moment I started to panic badly. I began hyperventilating because it was only Tony and me in this entire store with a man who was like 6'7" and had been known to disappear in an instant. As Tony and I stepped back in fear, the man looked to his left as if he saw something and suddenly bolted. I couldn't move, still terrified of what this man could do if he got a hold of us. But Tony sprinted after him without a second thought. I ran after Tony because I didn't want to be left alone. So we ran behind this guy towards the back room of the store. I couldn't stop shaking as we looked between boxes in the dimly lit back room. All of a sudden, Tony bolted left, sprinting into one of the aisles, disappearing into the darkness. I was left alone again. Then I heard a box fall to my right. There he was, standing even closer than before. This time I could make out his face a little better. He was about 40 years old, super tall, with long hair, a long beard, and just darkness in his eyes. He looked malicious, like he wanted to hurt me. It was a terrible feeling when I saw him staring at me and I couldn't move. He started taking slow steps forward, and then Tony yelled out my name. I looked over in relief to see Tony running back my ways. And then when I looked back towards the man, he was gone. I didn't know if he had disappeared or if he was ever really there and it was just my imagination, but I was too scared to even process what I thought had just happened. My mind was racing and I almost blacked out. We searched for a while longer but couldn't find anything, not a trace. We even checked the footage, but it just had happened to be in a place where no cameras were, as if he knew all the blind spots. I couldn't sleep for days after that, fearing that he had followed us home or something. Weeks later, after taking time off because I was so traumatized, he was finally caught. Tony had seen him one night again and made sure to call the cops this time instead of chasing him. Officers searched the area and found a small crawl space between the ceiling tiles, which had been used to turn into a makeshift campsite. When I read the news report, I learned that the man had been hiding there for almost a whole year. They never released who he was or how he ended up in the mall, only that he was still in custody for questioning. I ended up quitting because I couldn't fathom the idea of reliving that situation again. This story happened within my first few months at my current job. For some reference, the store I work at is in a plaza around other stores and is in a nicer area. We still get sketchy customers from time to time, but it's much less frequent than when I worked at Walmart. Anyways, that night I was working in the cosmetics section and I made my way up front to get reshop, items that people discarded throughout the store or didn't want to get at the registers to go put out in my section. The store was relatively quiet and slow since it was close to closing. Upon reaching the customer service desk where reshop was held, I saw this woman standing there dressed in a thick coat and looking rather fidgety. It was a colder season, so coats were common for people to wear, and I wasn't super thrown off. She could have been antsy because she had been waiting for a while. I asked her, "Hey, is everything okay? Can I help you with anything?" She looked up at me and kind of narrowed her eyes. She said, "I'm waiting on a manager. Are you a manager?" I told her no, and she just kind of huffed and then asked when they would get there. I told her I'm not sure. There's one manager in the store, and he's probably in the middle of one of his closing duties. She huffed again and just turned to face the store. At that point, I just thought that she was a regular Karen. I again asked her if there was anything I could help her with in the meantime. She just shook her head, and I left her alone. I was debating on waiting with her until a manager got there. But even though it was slow, I still had some work to do, and I figured that he would be there soon enough. I grabbed my reshop and headed back to my department. The next day, when I came in for my shift, my closing manager pulled me aside and asked if I remembered the lady from last night up at customer service. I said yes and asked if he had gotten to her. He said no and explained what happened. Apparently, this woman had a note and a gun on her. Her plan was to give the note to the manager, announcing that she was robbing the store and had a weapon. However, since during closing hours there's only one manager and they have a million things to do, it takes them a while to do or get something done out of those closing procedures.
Want instant MVP status? Join the new Dick's Scorecard Plus program. For $99, Scorecard Plus members enjoy 1 year packed with perks, like $80 in annual bonus rewards, free shipping with no minimum purchase, triple points on 2 purchases, and more. That's over $160 in benefits. Join Dick's Scorecard Plus today and score more than ever. Tap the banner to learn more. Exclusions and terms apply. Visit dicks.com/scorecardplus for details.
The lady had left the store because the manager was taking too long and went to the store right next to us. She did end up robbing that store instead of ours. Nobody, to my knowledge, was harmed though, just shaken up, which I don't blame them for. There's no doubt it was a close call that night, or what might have happened if she really did have a weapon and wanted to stick with our store. If I did decide to wait with her for the manager and the lady got other ideas, who knows what would have happened.
Want instant MVP status? Join the new Dick's Scorecard Plus program. For $99, Scorecard Plus members enjoy 1 year packed with perks, like $80 in annual bonus rewards, free shipping with no minimum purchase, triple points on 2 purchases, and more. That's over $160 in benefits. Join Dick's Scorecard Plus today and score more than ever. Tap the banner to learn more. Exclusions and terms apply. Visit dicks.com/scorecardplus for details.